ding, ding, ding.
Women have been on the, like, vibration technology train for, like, decades.
Did he have the legendary wrench that I've heard he has?
What's Dean got to do with it?
It's not really the dick, it's the balls. Cock talk with Locke. I knew I'd get it in, James.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a dean.
I'm coming in there with a two-finger cul-de-sac. I'm going to tickle them pink, and they're going to get a dose of Bonzi.
To me, relationships are like a leash. And
yours and didn't go well, right?
No, no.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Let's start right out. Hey, what happened?
Is it 3 o'clock yet?
It's 10 after 3.
10 after.
We hit 3 o'clock. We 10 after 3? Is that where we're at? Morning? Correct. Evening? Afternoon? Dean Blundell Show. Is it 3? We never start at 3. We say we'll start at 3. We never start at 3. Is that my fault? Do I feel bad? What's happening here?
Yes and no, and we don't know.
If we're assessing blame, I think you might have to chew on a little bit more than the rest of us.
Fair enough.
Hi, good. Welcome. At least we're started. It is the Dean Blundell Show. It is the start of the week, kind of. Feel like we need to move these to Mondays and Fridays because we have to like book people into next week and so much shit happened. 4-day weekend. Happy Easter, everybody, no matter what cult you're in. I hope you had a great one. I really had to try this Easter to not remind people that human beings can't rise from the dead after 3 days in a cave.
How dare you insult the very first story of zombie genre stuff?
Like aren't your parents super religious, Dean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah,
they don't watch religious. The show.
No, they do. But you know, I'm softening my stance on religion. Like I kind of get it because the more I read about stoicism and philosophy, the more I find that stoicism actually was like Paul, the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, right? In Acts, he wrote the book of Acts, letter to the Romans and the Corinthians, Ephesians, all that stuff. You guys understand the Bible at all? No?
No, anybody? I never cracked good. It.
Forget it. I know way too much about it, and I'd love to forget it, but I can't. But I found out that the Stoics actually hung out with the Christians before the Christians killed all the Stoics and everybody else. So it is a little bit of good stuff.
Is that why we have Thanksgiving?
No, that's because the white people stole the Indian land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah that's why topic. We have, yeah, completely all right. Different topic.
We have St. Patrick's Day, so Italians can fight once a year. It's all the way, you know.
Is that why I shoot a rabbit every Easter?
Correct.
Anyway, welcome to the show. My name is Dean. That is James DeFiore from blackballmedia.ca. Top right, bottom left, Lachlan Cross from 95.7 Cruise FM in Edmonton.
I'm
morning
here.
Guy, host of the Locker Room, yoga enthusiast. He's got news today. James doesn't have any. I have some huge news I'm going to save for a little later on in the podcast. It's like an Easter egg. It's like an Easter egg of information.
Nice.
We just finished Easter, so threw that in there. And Bonzi, Mr. Greg Bond, he is, it's like an antique roadshow for guys in their midlife crisis. He sold everything. Sold everything, bought a tour bus, and we talked to him last week in Tennessee and Arkansas. Now he is, where are you, Texas?
Yeah, I'm in McKinney, Texas, which is about 40 minutes north of Dallas.
All right. Everything good?
Yeah, so far so good. It's been a trip here so far. It started out as cold, but it's been shorts weather. Got to golf the other night in shorts and t-shirt, so that was cool. And just rocking it down here in Texas.
Yeah, I see that. We had some sad news to report too from your trip. The lady assistant who we were sure you were going to have sex with or fire has indeed been fired.
Yes. I don't like to use the word fire. I just we politely parted ways, if you will.
No, you fired.
It was predicted here on the Dean Blundell Show. I just like to point out
by James DiFiore.
It was.
I think didn't all three of us kind of predict this?
All like, of us. Well, you all thought all I was going to bang her first and foremost.
I never thought you were going to bang her.
I thought you were going to bang her until you sent me that video of both of you, and I'm like, there's no way he's banging her.
I'm not a married man for one, and she's a lovely person, but she's not my type.
Yeah, not lovely, obviously. What happened? You fired her. And it was funny because we were texting back and forth because you call it like a character issue, like you just didn't jive. I'm not going to read the texts that you sent me because I don't want to be mean to the young lady, but you didn't have a good time from Jump Street. And we told you it was a fucking terrible idea to go down there with a woman who was your buddy's wife. Like fucking terrible idea because you're like indebted to him.
This close to being a reality show. Just it really was. Yeah. If you had a producer with you, you'd be rich in a year.
But you're indebted to your buddy, so you bring his wife, and you can't get rid of her.
I didn't know her husband at all. I knew her from Nicaragua, and that's how she ended up coming with me. I'd asked her if she wanted to come and kind of help out with driving, filming, and just whatever, and she agreed to it. And listen, it started off okay, but I think we just live different lives. We have different kind of thought processes and plans for the future. And she's big into the crypto world, and I'm not. And it just I get up super early. She does not. Yeah. And it just listen, before the friendship ended really badly, I had to talk with her, and we just had to part ways while we're still friends.
Okay.
No bad feelings.
Translation. She was super fucking lazy and it drove you nuts.
No, I'm not going to say that, dude. Not to the extent. I mean, I'm a workaholic. I work from the second I wake up to the second I go to bed. And, you know, she has a different life than me. She's got money. She's big into the crypto world. And that was kind of where her thought process was. Mm-hmm. She was a help. I'm not going to lie. You know, she did some driving. She did some emailing and stuff. But ultimately, at the end of the day.
Emailing, huh?
Like, she was like she the really guy on the couch. It
all
out.
It she really yeah. left it all on the field.
Listen, at the end of the day, it's just best that I do this trip alone. Mm-hmm. Because I know
that's where you're wrong. I think you should start picking up hitchhikers now.
Well, Dean said I was going to get killed if I picked up a hitchhiker on the way to Arkansas.
Listen, don't worry about the details, Monzi. Don't worry about the details. You do you. Yeah, those people need help too.
You know, I know
the way that I'm wired, and James, you might be the same way. Locke, maybe you might be. Bonzi's super outgoing, right?
Love it.
I'm not as outgoing as most people. Like, if someone said to me, "Listen, I'm going to saddle you with another human being for 6 months that you don't really know," I'd go
in a 45-foot tube.
Yeah, no, there's no way. There is no way.
If I was single, I would have done that in a second, but not now. No, definitely not now. But when I was single, that's the kind of shit that I did.
No way you would have gotten on a bus way too long.
No, I would. I would, Dean. I moved to LA on like 3 hours' notice once. Literally moved, and I just was like, okay.
You're crazy.
Well, right. So crazy people do things like Bonzi does, and I'm saying I would probably do the same thing. Yep. My therapist says I'm not crazy. By the way, we talked about you this morning, Dean. We'll get to that later.
I don't even answer my door when somebody knocks on it. Okay,
no, me neither.
Do you guys have Asperger's? You guys are in radio. I guess you probably have Asperger's.
Probably. Do you ever do this one where someone rings? Someone rings your doorbell, and you're home, and they see that you're home because they're standing there, and your front door is next to the window, and you're watching TV. They see that, and you lean back and you look at them out the window. And you don't bother answering the door. Have you done that one yet?
Yeah.
Me I've been too. There.
Open the curtain.
Are you answering the door? Doesn't look like it.
Oh, man.
Anyway, I'm happy to see that you're alive, Bonzi. It's really happy.
Listen, it was the right decision. No regrets. And I'm looking forward to striving forward. We're heading to Austin soon. Yep. Before that, we're stopping in Waco. Mm-hmm. Got to check out.
Go to the Branch Davidian compound.
Yeah,
the we'll be David going there. Paresh compound. I would fucking love compound. To see that is place. That
still, didn't they burn it down?
Well,
there's like a memorial there and stuff.
Oh, the only thing left there is the ginormous concrete swimming pool
and some hair,
some burnt hair,
so DNA.
It was burnt down to the ground like that. Yeah,
I would. I would. That's what I would do. I would go see all the macabre shit. Like, I was laughing at something that you did the other day. You went to a haunted house in Arkansas or Alabama or something. Yeah, like that.
North Little Rock, Arkansas. This St. Joseph Center, which was an orphanage to 200 children back in the early 1900s.
Yeah, that's this not place haunted
creepy
at all.
As fuck, dude.
That sounds awful.
No.
Yeah.
Did the guy tried to tell me it's not haunted, but no. People live on the first three floors. I didn't want to go in, quite frankly, because once he said, oh, the fourth floor is fully off limits, you're not allowed up there, I was like, so it's haunted? Oh, no, you just can't go up there. It's got damage. I'm just thinking, that place is
from
haunted.
From the hauntings.
Yeah.
Dude, kids that grew up in that kind of thing, like back in those times, they were so traumatized, their ghosts probably needed therapy. Like, they were so traumatized, especially if it was religious, if it was some sort of religious, like, Catholic school or whatever. In Ireland, that's where they sent the kids that no one wanted, and they were just raped and murdered for like years and years. I hate that. Those stories are awful. All right.
Great start.
Yeah. So you got to go to a haunted orphanage. That sounds like a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was.
Okay, and that was after Graceland. Then you went golfing, and are you going to a baseball game? Because the Jays are playing, I think, like
tomorrow. Tomorrow. I was supposed to go to the home opener yesterday. Plans got changed, but we got tickets for tomorrow's game at 105.
Yep, good
afternoon game here. So I'm still
are you worried at all? Because I'm going to show you this is yesterday at Globe Life Field in Texas. It is the first time that I can remember in the last year and a half,
it is the first
since they've canceled professional sports and attendance at those sports during the COVID lockdown, which we've got a lot of shit to get through.
Let's count the number of people with masks and the adherence to social distancing.
Yeah, let's have a look. See how it went. Huh? Looks good. Looks like fun.
I'm sorry I missed it.
I wouldn't fucking go in there to save my life. And I tweeted yesterday, so like I almost couldn't believe that the Blue Jays actually agreed to play.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because if you read anything about yelling and screaming, it takes screaming and yelling over 1 hour off and on. You release 1,500 different microbiotics from your mouth each time you do it.
Yeah, those are the events they call super spreaders, right?
Super spreaders. Yeah. In a radius of between 6 and 12 feet, depending on how loud you breathe. That's according to the Center for Disease Control. So seeing that gave me the fucking heebie jeebies. And then part of me was like, I was thinking to myself, do you want to get down on this? Cause you like I enjoyed seeing people in the stands, right? I liked it. It felt good seeing it. I'm afraid of it. Personally, it wouldn't be something I would do. 25% admission, like you're going, they're allowing 25% in when you go, Bonzi.
I
might do that, but that was like that fucking shocked me yesterday, Locke. I couldn't get over what I was watching. And by the way, Toronto had a perfect sports day yesterday. The Raptors won, buzzer beater by Gary Trent Jr. It was fucking unbelievable. I watched the whole game, watched the whole Jays game for like 4 hours. That was incredible. They beat the pants off the Texas Rangers 6-2, which is incredible. And then the Leafs won 5-3 last night. So I was on couch lock for like 11 hours. Yeah, it was incredible. But that was like the biggest takeaway from the perfect sports day. The only time all three teams have won since 2002 that. So, but my biggest takeaway was like, fuck, I don't think I'd go there. And I don't want to shit on the people that went because I don't know who's been vaccinated. All that stuff, all the stuff that you don't want to get involved in people's lives and go, you should be doing this or you should be doing that. You know what I mean, Locke?
Yeah.
I heard that they don't have COVID in Texas.
Perfect. Yeah. I happened to go to restaurants here.
More than a couple of people.
The staff is still wearing their masks, but people are not. You just walk in. It's kind of just everywhere you go. It's not mandated. You don't have to wear them. Now, I've heard, because I have a friend who's a business owner here, they are making their staff wear masks for one more week, and then that's it. No more masks for staff.
At the ballpark?
Anymore. No, he owns a couple of restaurants here in town.
Yeah.
And his staff has to wear masks for one more week and then no masks.
So is Texas doing okay on the vaccination front? Because that's what I've been sort of focusing on right now.
No, well, they're better than us.
everybody I've talked to here has got at least one shot so far.
Than us.
So,
you know what,
30% vaccination or something like
the
that.
The thing is, here's the thing. Ginger, you're right. You're not going to change Texas, right?
Right.
Like that's not going to be a mindset that you're going to have any impact on. And I'm not saying that it's up to you, Dean Blundell. I'm just saying anybody from any walk of life, from any level of government, just isn't going to change how they view things down there. It is what it is. They're going to do what they're going to do. And you can talk about, I guess you can be upset about it. And maybe a lot of people are. I said this the other day on the air. My focus now, my anger is going to be towards the lack of vaccines, the lack of availability, the poor rollout in Alberta and across this country. So I'm just going to, every day I'm going to tweet and shit on a public official until I get vaccinated. And if I have to go back and repeat, I'll do it. I started with the JT Trudeau yesterday and then Kenny today. I'm going to do a health minister tomorrow. And I'm just basically tweeting them, just saying, pull your heads out of your asses. Let's stop talking about baseball games and masks and social distancing and just get us vaccinated. Stop dicking around. Mm-hmm. And that's what my focus is from now on.
James, go ahead, James. Sorry.
I was just going to say something really quick that I think it's at least interesting that because we're so polarized and we tend to think of people that don't believe in the mask or don't think it's that big of a deal as being one kind of person. And I think there's probably a lot of sensible people that Bonzi met that just don't think that it is as bad as it is or whatever. And I just find that interesting because you don't have to be crazy. You can just be getting information and reading information in a certain way, like the mortality rate. Like people read the mortality rate and they feel good, not bad, right? So I just find that part almost refreshing that it's not nutcases all the time that don't believe in precautions. You know, I know it sounds crazy, but
it doesn't sound crazy at all. I think you're 100% right. You know, I think we get caught up with thinking that because it's really fucking bad in Canada right now, and we'll get to how bad in just a second, that applies to everybody all around the world, right? Well, it's not the same. Like Texas isn't the same because America put their best foot forward and they decided to vaccinate the fuck out of people. They're doing 4 million people a day in the United States right now. 4 million people a day are getting that vaccine. 4 fucking million. By the 19th of this month, Joe Biden, who reiterated it yesterday, the president of the United States, he said everybody will have had a vaccine, the vaccine, or would have had it available to them by the 19th of this month. This month. So we can't apply the same fear or logic, or we can't kind of port our experience to what's happening in the United States anymore. Did they fuck it up? Yes. Are hundreds of thousands of people dead? Yes, they are. But they're vaccinating their way out of this. Here in Canada,
we should be doing the same thing.
We can't, Locke, because we don't have vaccines.
I think you're wrong on that. I think we could have had vaccines. I don't think he was aggressive enough. I don't think our public officials, Justin Trudeau, I don't think they were aggressive enough. I don't think they put enough money down. I think that they were like every time Justin Trudeau steps up to a podium and does a speech, he gives somebody $1 billion. He's scrolling checks constantly for God knows what. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like the priority should have been take care of your country. And I know it sounds like a libertarian thing to say, but we're in a pandemic right now. We should have been hyper-focused on this. It should have been the only thing that he's worried about. The only thing that he is worried about. And now we're paying the price for his lack of action in that regard. Mm-hmm. If I see him stand, I can't even watch him on, because every time he stands up and starts doing some speech about something,
triggered.
He's given some money to the Afghanistan Women's Association or something like that. And yes, I'm sure they need it. And that's a great thing. But we need to deal with what's happening in this country right now. And I don't think he did that. And I don't think it's wrong of me to sit here and go, we should be vaccinating the hell out of, and everybody goes, we don't have them. We should have fucking had them. That's the point. We should have fucking had them and we don't. And he dropped the ball and it's not the Tories' fault. They screwed up. It's their fault. This is their time. We can't blame somebody else from 10 years ago. It does happen. The last radio station I was at 5 years ago still blames me for shit that's happening today. So that does happen.
Yeah, I got that the other day. The Edge, they still blame me for being shit too and not making any money, but that's okay. That's only 7 years ago. No big deal.
There's a picture of me on a door somewhere in that building. Go, if anything goes wrong, blame this asshole. I know that's happening.
James, I want to ask you a question because we're going to break down Ontario in a second. Locke is pissed at Justin Trudeau, and rightfully so. I don't want to get into a conversation today about a party. I don't want to talk about the left. I don't want to talk about the right. More people should take left or right out of their Twitter bios and put objective truth in there because we'd be way fucking further ahead.
Or I hate them all. Can you put that in there? They're all dicks.
You can. Is this the politicization of the vaccine? Is this the biggest issue? Is this why a lot of people right now, they're yelling at everybody saying it's that guy's fault. It's this person's fault. It's that party's fault. Right. In every province, not just the slow rollout of the vaccine, the slow rollout or zero contact tracing, not enough tests. We're still not testing people, not getting needles in arms, letting batches and batches of vaccines go bad. And everybody's looking for someone to blame. And it's easier for me to direct my anger. And I think it's easier for everybody else if they're directing their anger when they're informed, right? When they know. Can we lay this at Justin Trudeau's feet squarely in his administration federally? And can we also place the death, the long haul effects, the lockdowns, 30% of small business across Canada shut down. Can't we also place that at the politicization and the feet of our provincial leaders too?
I think their failure worked in tandem. I think that it gets confusing for partisans. Like you just said, you know, we don't want to talk about left or right because they blame the opposition. They blame the other side. I think that it's fair to say that Trudeau botched the initial vaccine distribution rollout. I think that he tried to make bad deals. He tried to make deals that turned out to be bad. One with China, which just flies in the face of everything. I think we're also, interestingly, when anything that has to do with China in this crisis, our country seems to be playing a game where we're trying to free our Canadian citizens. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but we seem to like take a very conciliatory tone and a very almost like sheepish manner with China.
Because of the two Michaels. We're dancing around every issue from, you know, the slavery of the Uyghur people to, you know, what is that? Sino-Can and everything. I mean, fucking everything. China's allowed to do whatever they want, right?
Can you even imagine, this is just one of those things that it's impossible to prove. So it just looks bad. It looks like bad strategy. That during their strategy sessions, someone piped up and said, you know, this might look good on relations to secure the two Michaels if we take this deal with the vaccine with this Chinese company owned by the state.
Can someone say this out loud, good idea. James,
you know,
yeah. Did it take two Michaels in prison for our leader to be a wet noodle, though?
No, he was that beforehand. So anyways, what I was going to say was the Trudeau government's biggest flaw is communications, when that used to be what its biggest asset was. The way that they and maybe they're just good at campaigning, but they rolled out the prime minister and he was like loved the world over. Even if he was mocked by some of us at home, they sort of succeeded in that campaign. And then, I don't want to pinpoint when it happened, but I would probably say the India trip, his PR then looked really bad.
He was dancing around like a belly dancer.
He was just doing all these things that was just really cringeworthy. And we who already thought he was cringeworthy were like, okay, you see now. And then since then, it's really kind of awkward to watch the way that at every stage of this pandemic, he goes from flowery rhetoric to really serious rhetoric. And it's not, neither one is viable. Like you, I can't.
Did you just copy his hand motions too? Nice work.
No, that was Clinton.
Okay. All right. I thought that was intentional.
Look here.
You copy me, James.
Exactly. You were in Little Rock.
You touched on it. And it, if people want to focus their angle, you touched on it. And what you touched on was them sitting around in the room saying, hey, let's talk strategy behind the vaccination process, right? How can we use this internationally? And how can we snow the people that we swore an oath to protect? How can we keep them kind of, you know, hanging on? And so what they did was, from my estimation, they flat out lied about when we would be getting vaccinated, the amount of vaccines we were going to be getting. Therefore, provincial governments were able to turn around and point the finger at them, especially conservative provincial governments like your Alberta, our Ontario. Yeah. So and there's merit there. That's the thing. There's fucking merit there. They're not wrong. But then in turn, Jason Kenney, Doug Ford, and every other fucking premier who's
are also politicizing it,
aren't just politicizing it. Let me explain something to you. They've lied. And I have numbers to show you that they've fucking lied. 13, 14 days ago, when Doug Ford announced that he was going to ease restrictions so small business could open up again, and he did it for the economy, is what he said. I'm doing it to help the economy, small business. 30% of business, small business in Ontario is already fucking dormant. It's already closed. I went back and looked at some numbers from Dr. Jennifer Kwan. Jennifer Kwan is the white knight of variant information, SARS-CoV-2, different variants of concern called VOCs. She put out this graph today, charting the variant strains and their rise in society to the point where, like yesterday and today, when Doug Ford and Jason Kenney and Bonnie Henry and all these people across Canada, British Columbia, Saskatchewan, they're up 174%. Alberta's up 193%. British Columbia is three times that. Ontario, same thing. We had another 3,100 people today that got infected with this. We had 52 people die over the weekend. Average age, 50. So 13 days ago, Doug Ford is like, it's all fine. I have no numbers. I'm going on instinct. These were the numbers that were readily available to Doug Ford. These are the cumulative variants of concern cases. All three of them, B117 from the UK, B1351 from South Africa, P1 from Brazil. Brazil's the most fucking deadly one. Each one of these variants is an evolution of the original COVID-19 virus. Each one of these variants has evolved where it's either smaller, more deadly, and easier to contract, and spreads because it's lighter. It's more airborne. So you're not talking 6 feet, you're talking 8 feet. You're not talking a little bit sick, you're talking dead. Doesn't matter your age group or how vulnerable you are. This black circle right here is when Dougie decided he was going to open up everything. And at the same time, he's got over 1 million vaccines in the freezer that he's not putting out, that he's not putting in arms. He's also got $3 billion in government funding that he's holding from the federal government, which he hasn't spent to get us out of this mess. So with full information, absolutely all this information, he had it. He had it. And in this black circle, he decided, let's fucking open up. Now we're here. We're here. It's out of control. ICU is almost overrun in the city of Toronto. We're now well over 500, which is 100 more than when we shut it down just before Christmas because we were so fucking freaked out. And it's a runaway train. And here's the great part. No sign of these vaccines being available, widely available in any pharmacy, in any community center, at your doctor's office. As a matter of fact, Doug Ford is still hoarding vaccines. We finished this week and last week with twice as many vaccines in the freezer as we gave out. So that's the provincial part. That's the provincial part.
And they don't even have... They can't even blame the Trudeau government anymore. In fact, we're the first part of that circle, which I believe was May 1st, we had already known for a couple of weeks that Trudeau was now on pace for the
March 1st.
Sorry?
Sorry, right.
sorry, my bad. Yeah. March 1st. And we had already known for a couple of weeks that Trudeau had, you know, caught up, I guess, from his original folly with that blown deal with China. And you know, he's on pace now to get 44 million by the 1st of July. We have 10 million doses right now. As you said, I think it's actually 1.7 million doses are currently in the freezer, not being distributed in Ontario. Yep. So we went from a supply problem to a distribution problem. And I think you're also seeing the politicization. You remember we were talking about, I was telling you about the Catholic school in where I live, and it's a Catholic university.
Isn't going to bring very bad memories, is it?
They're very anti-mask, right? They're very like COVID doesn't exist kind of thing. Jason Kenney has like spoken there. It's like really deep, powerful Catholic people. Like it's a school known across the world now because Doug Ford gave it, granted it a degree worthy. I can't remember what the right term is, but it said the university basically has status to give away degrees, and it's like a theological university, and it's kind of controversial, but. The thing is that's the demographic that Ford used to think that he had to sort of placate to in order to sort of keep his base. And what's interesting now is that I think enough time went by. A lot of conservative groups do the wink and nudge, especially with things like abortion. So they'll go to events and they'll be like, I'm with you. You know, I'm pro-life. You know, we have to be strategic about how we do it, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes on TV and says that he supports a women's right to choose, right? And it's that wink that is happening with this COVID, according to a couple of people that I've talked to that used to teach at that university. That is what they promote. And so watching him sort of juggle these political realities is interesting because now he's up in the polls, which I find interesting. But don't you notice that his press conferences mostly sound pretty liberal, right? Like he's deferring a lot to the health officials. You know, he does boilerplate statements that sound a little bit more liberal than conservative because I have not once seen
him say. But isn't that because he hasn't gotten it right? Isn't that just deference? Yeah. Isn't that what he's doing? Isn't he just saying, hey, talk to her? I don't know. I'd fuck the whole thing up.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when it first started? It was almost refreshing to see Doug Ford not be bombastic and defer to health officials right at the beginning. I think that was seen as it was seen by refreshing as me. I think I wrote a piece for your site about how I thought he was being a leader. And then it got to the point where, and then what happened though, that this is it's really funny. It's hard to be informed about this issue. You were saying before, like the more informed you are, but it's really difficult to stay informed because the communications botch by the government and that trickle down government messaging from the World Health Organization to the federal government, to the provincial government.
You call it communication botch, but it's intentional, dude. Like the smoke screen.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Blaming. Dude. Lock. It's intentional.
Start burning buildings down.
It's intentional. Easy. Tell me. Okay, here. Case in point. Okay,
This has got to be. This is why everyone's losing it. This is why everyone's losing their mind. It's case in so. Point.
What is happening in Alberta? I heard a little story today that Shoppers Drug Mart is throwing out.
No, we're hearing it constantly.
Because they can't get them into arms fast enough, people aren't showing up because they don't, you know, they haven't opened up vaccination to the point where people or communicated where people like they're throwing
it's in the local news
things out
today. When I was making my lunch, Dean, it was on the news. The local channel was running a story talking to a woman who just randomly phoned Shoppers and they said, "Get down here! I got to throw a bunch of these out, so we'll throw one in you."
Wow. So ultimately, isn't Trudeau to blame for this?
She's got Crohn's disease or something. So that's the thing. This is the thing that's driving me crazy, Monzi, is that everybody goes, okay, is it Trudeau? It's all of them.
Well, he is the leader of the country.
They're all making a mess of it, though. They're all of them.
Mm-hmm.
How much of that has to do with the messaging that other people are receiving about how the vaccine might be dangerous and the Randy Hillier crowd kind of thing? Like that's pretty big in Alberta, isn't it? Isn't that one reason why maybe the vaccine's not popular?
I don't think it's the popularity of the vaccine that's the problem. It's the rollout. So whatever the issue is, and they have them. If they're sitting in freezers, and they're not getting in arms, we should be losing our minds. My lawyer keeps telling me not to say things like I'm going to start burning buildings down. But I'm telling you right now, we should be losing our minds, and it shouldn't matter who's in control. And they should be getting these damn things into arms. Why is the United States so much better than this We pay twice the taxes in Canada that they do in the United States, if not more. We should be getting these into arms. The conversation about, is it Justin? Is it Kenny? Is it Rob Ford? Is it, doesn't matter. Get over yourself. Get out of your own way.
Right.
Get these things. Vaccinate this damn country so we can stop fighting about it.
I would say, I would say it does matter. Because the way that I'm wired, I have to know who to blame, right? When something goes wrong. I do. I need to know.
When I'm running around that building with a jerry can, I need to know who's the guy I'm burning. Like, why?
I'm the same way. I have to know exactly who the fucker is that did this. Who did this?
It's all.
And it's not necessarily one fucker. The fucker in this case that's killing us and destroying our businesses and causing dissension and division among Canadians, no matter what you believe. Like, I don't give a fuck if anybody wears a mask because I'm wearing one, right? I don't care. But no matter what you believe, the real fucker here is political agenda and pure, unadulterated fucking selfishness on behalf of Justin Trudeau, who was less than honest with us. And still is, on behalf of Doug Ford, who is using the process, the suffering, to not lose a fucking election. We're dying. We're fucking dying. People are so fucking sick in this province between the ages of 20 and 45 that we've never seen this before. We've never been here before. And we've been going through this for fucking 12, 13 months.
That's the fucker.
The fucker is selfishness. It's political agenda. It's not one guy, but everybody is guilty of it. Everybody Ottawa to Toronto. Fucking everybody. Jamesy, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I was going to say, now it seems a little light because that was a good speech. That was a good speech, Coach Tom.
But, coach. Way to go, coach.
Starting defense. Okay, so we have a prime minister that was more apologetic for being in blackface when he was in his 20s than he was for botching the rollout of a vaccine. That's why politics sucks. Because if you're going to apologize to the country, apologize for the vaccine distribution being fucked up. Not,
Jamesy,
not
that's your clip. That's your clip. I'm going to put that in a clip.
Yeah.
Because like you were upset that you hadn't had a promo clip of just you. That's a promo clip, baby. Of just you. Woo!
Big time.
That's a promo.
It ain't no two finger cul-de-sac, but no. It's a clip.
So if we can get him to talk about his call, put that out today instead.
I will. I will. Don't worry. I got him. Hey.
Well, Chomsky canceled. Sorry, guys.
You know what? I do have news. I said I told you guys I had news. Guess who has an appointment for tomorrow morning to get a shot?
Ooh. Chris Sky.
This guy.
Right.
How did you get it?
This guy.
Yeah. Know that.
My son called me and he's like, Dad, they opened up 45 to 55 and it's in our area. I go, that's untrue. He's like, no, seriously. I'm not telling anybody who it is. I'm not telling anybody where it is. I'm going to record it tomorrow morning. I'm going there at 7:30. I'm going to sit in my car. I'm going to live stream the whole thing. I'm going to go in. If they have manure in a syringe and it works, I'm making them stick it in me.
Get it in your neck.
I don't.
What? Have all of your parents, like I have 74-year-old parents, they haven't been vaccinated yet. And,
okay.
And no offense, Dean, but how the hell do you get a vaccine before older people that this hits more and more?
I'm in a hot spot, dude.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm in a hot spot, so I'm getting my vaccine tomorrow.
Tried to get vaccines? Like, have they called the doctor?
They're also vaccinating. They're also vaccinating all the albinos.
Right here. High risk.
So racist.
And I'm really excited. Like I'm looking forward to it.
Get it in you. And the thing
I'm gonna.
Can I say this? There's this conversation about who gets it and when, and the shame and all of that, and the government, our officials. It doesn't matter if it's federal or provincial or local. Everyone's so worried about doing the right thing and saying the right thing nowadays. Just don't worry about it. announce it, live stream it, tell people how old you are. You have no precondition, like pre-existing conditions that make you qualify for it. They said yes, go get it done. Tell people to find a way to get it in them. And that's Dean the way it should be.
And Dean getting it done is just as important to Bonzi's parents as Bonzi's parents getting it done, right?
Absolutely. And like I said, get it right in the neck.
I plan on it. I'm really excited to get it. And you know what? It's interesting because I was thinking about this today. This is the entire problem with socialist medicine, right? Like Canada is extremely socialist in how we do things. Do you know why it's taking so long? Is because each provincial government, yes, they're fuckers, but each provincial government, we're trained to think one-tier healthcare, right? So if, let's say, I go in and I'm 45 and a 70-year-old is behind me, I have no pre-existing conditions, they got diabetes or, I don't know, COPD or something. And if a news crew found out that I got vaccinated before them, because I got a hot tip from my kid on where I could go get a fucking vaccine, mm-hmm. it would be a nightmare. It would be a fucking a colossal story in this.
But why?
Because that's how we are.
Everybody needs to get it.
I know that. And I think the same way as you, right? I think the exact same way that it's an inevitability. So why the fuck don't we just open everything up? And if I've got information that leads me to a vaccine before a 74-year-old, I'm going to fucking do it.
But why are you, why? But the thing is, why did you get that information? This is ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous that we're like a rumor mill is getting you a vaccine before everybody else.
Right. Well, I'm sure it's posted somewhere. It's probably posted somewhere really hard to find, like one of those like really awful HTML government pages like that no one ever sends a link to.
Right? No, it's not. You know where it is? It's on the York Region website. YorkRegion.ca/COVID.
That's a governmental website.
/albinos.
It's a municipal.
It's even worse. It's a municipal government website that no one ever goes to, right? Yeah. So it's even worse than an Ontario government website.
It's the same place I go to when I try and figure out what garbage day is because I keep missing.
Exactly.
Oh, it's paper week. Actually, it was the next page over from garbage day. You're getting manure right in your neck.
Compost. You're not worried about the 5G.
By the way, this one's compost.
Into your body, Dean?
They won't let us put diapers in the compost anymore.
You're not worried about the 5G being pumped in your
looking
body?
Forward to it.
So says Chris Sky and the rest of them out there.
Yeah. Did you guys see the Chris Sky stuff yesterday online?
When you posted that of him not getting on that plane is just pure gold. Gold.
Yeah. this guy, Chris Sky, this fella, this good looking fella, is an anti-science, anti-masker. Which is hard to believe because he's wearing a mask here.
Yeah.
Like for a guy with a medical exemption to not wear masks, he sure looks like he can wear the fuck out of a mask when he's getting a tattoo and a bunch of dicks on his neck.
Well, then tattoo's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Was put on a no-fly list. Like terrorists.
Epic.
The ironical name he has now, Chris Sky, has been granted.
Chris No Sky. Chris knows guy.
Yeah.
So we wrote a post yesterday. I say we, but it was me. Wrote a post yesterday titled, and I quote, "Conspiracy douche nozzle Chris Sky found out he was added to Canada's no-fly list as he tried to board a flight, and the video is masturbatory." Now, Chris saw it. Chris responded. And what came back, the response that came back is, yeah, I wanted to share with people because it lets you into the minds of people who don't believe in science, right? It's like a doorway into sheer stupidity. And it was awesome. Like, I was texting you guys yesterday going,
you guys got to check this shit out. It's unbelievable. These people are fucking incredible. It's like a gold mine. You've never seen content like this in your life.
So Chris starts with this, which was great because we got a huge bump from his idiot friend. He responds and says, quote, "When your pathetic post trashing me gets less than 100 likes and my response bitch slapping you has 600. It's a popularity contest. He's a 12-year-old girl. It's time to pull your dick out of your mouth and keep quiet.
Our mouth. He said our mouth. And I think that was a Freudian slip. Please take your dick out of our mouths. We don't like that. Yeah. We like it too much. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I attacked him for the typo.
I know you did. And then tried to get him on the show.
Yeah.
So wouldn't you be able to speak better if you didn't have a dick in your mouth?
Right. I don't know. I've never tried it. Then he says,
that's why I asked the question.
Clearly triggered. He goes, clearly. Look at this pathetic never was and his echo chamber of losers cheering on communist style dictatorship. And we wonder how Canada has become a shithole. Then he says, informing Canadians they have rights and freedoms that better men than you fought and died for, so they don't have to be subjected to things like paying for a trip to an internment camp, concentration camp. Is acting like an asshole, spoken like a true neutered coward living on his knees.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. He watches Tucker Carlson. You can tell just by like the way he talks.
So we went back and forth. I won't bore you with it. I called him Beaverhead because of his massive teeth. I do feel bad about that because I'm trying to be a better human being, right? Like, no need to get personal. All you have to do is just share the content and go, here, this is that's what Beaverhead said. But his minion, like, and again, this is why it's really good to see into the minds of these people. This is the kind of response and the responses that I got from people who take medical and legal advice from a roided out weirdo who probably didn't finish high school. This failed radio. This is from El Crypto Dad. A lot of these guys into crypto, James Locke, for some reason. I don't know why. This failed radio host probably fiddles with kids. So I'm a kitty diddler now, apparently. Another communist pedo, no doubt. This is from Desi D.
Wasn't bad enough, so they threw pedo on there, too.
Right. It's out of the playbook, dude. It's out of the playbook. They call everybody pedos.
That's a QAnon.
Keywords. Look at all the keywords. It's amazing.
Yeah. You are the only douche here. Enjoy your enslavement, you sheep. Back to slavery.
I get that every day at work.
And he is fighting for everyone's rights from Bulldog Mama. She put a picture of the dog there because it was better looking than her. And he's fighting for everyone's rights, you asshat. All of you slugs rush off to get your jabs so we can be done with you once the adverse effects take place.
Can we just take a moment to praise and recognize the bravery it takes for people to say shit anonymously online? Like, that's just, I think we owe them
keyboard
a round of
warriors.
Applause.
Yeah, way to go. Tough guys.
That's a really good point. I point that out all the time.
Take off your fucking mask, you pussies.
When
Jesus Christ.
Six spear in and 2 hours later, I realize I've been fighting with a bot.
That's happening.
The bot understands
economy.
You're not
even a real person.
And
I wasted a real person back on you.
The worst part is sometimes the bot gets me too. Sometimes I'm like, oh, the bot won that. I lost to the bot.
Economy of words.
I'm thinking about that response all the way down to the fridge.
I'm furious. This is from
have something creative to say to that bot.
This is from another conspiracy theorist, one of Chris Guy's guys. Chris Guy banged your mom, he said.
That's actually pretty good. I got to go find that one to heart it.
These are the comments that came in. Shut the fuck up. Go jump. That's a good one. This is from Dean Blundell is a loser at hotmail.com.
Wow.
The subject of shit. Like all you communist takeovers, people have their purpose. Then they are discarded once their task is complete. If you think you're doing the right thing, it's because you're incredibly stupid. You might think travel restrictions, vaccine passports, masks, and failing small businesses is a good thing, but it's because you're very dumb, and dumb people usually think they're smart.
There. I'd like to point out the spelling of there. Smart.
Jesus. It's better. You stay home, socially isolate, you take the vaccine and wear you dirty face mask, leave Chris alone, you stupid beta male loser.
Wait, keep it up for a second. My son today, I was like, why do you put double spaces after your sentences? And she's like, that's the way little kids are supposed to do it, Dad. And that's what he did after almost every sentence. Wow.
This one's a hot one, too. Fuck you.
That's quite the subject.
Everything this cumsock does is out of self-promotion. He likes misinformation and cocked up social media. He's a small, willingly ignorant kid. Tyranny by winning away like a bitch. I think he means whining.
winning away. Done.
You're
winning, Dean.
Knockout be a real shame if anything like that happened. So please socially isolate, wear your mask all the time, even at home, when you're masturbating. Isn't masturbating one word?
Yes. That what he said is that you're really good at putting a worm on a hook.
Thank you. That's and every single vaccine the government gives you, Chris is a real man fighting for all of us. Beta males, like, what's with the beta males?
What's a beta male?
Yeah. What is that? Is that a Proud Boy thing? I think it's a Proud Boy thing, isn't it?
No, it's a lot of conservatives. They do, like, a lot of far right conservatives call really progressive men beta males. You know, because
like their own language,
the snowflake culture and safe spaces and all that. So now they just applied it to anyone that doesn't agree with them. Basically, yeah. You're a beta male. Yeah, you're not a real.
Well, I got a question,
listen,
Dean.
Listen, fellas, if that's an alpha male, I'm fucking out.
Are those pec implants?
Well, you're gonna feel really foolish if they're not now, Lachlan, aren't you?
Yeah, it looks like a fucking lot of work to be an alpha male, doesn't it? Like, if that's an alpha male, that's a fucking lot of work. Like, just the eyebrows alone.
I'm not saying this to be insulting to Chris Sky, because I'm sure he's never heard of me, but I'd never heard of him until you had them. You featured him on that thing that where he was in the airport. I didn't know who. I still don't really know what he does.
I'd seen his videos before. What is he? Before is he Dean started bringing singer. I don't know. He just sold drugs to singers.
I'll tell you who he is. He's a lifelong racist. This is what he put up on his Facebook June 16th, 2018. Why is it every time there's a shooting or a rape? The vast, vast majority of the time, the criminal is either black or Muslim. It's a hot take.
Jeez.
Especially today. Meanwhile, they make up a tiny, tiny percent of our population. He loves the like double, triple words, doesn't he? Dude? Fast, fast, fast. Tiny, tiny. Call me a racist. You're a racist, but really doesn't care about labels. If you're a minority committing a crime, it's probably that you should be addressed, not swept under the rug by terms like racist. That's who he is.
By the way,
he's a fucking admitted racist.
I do not like to point people's grammar problems out because I have my own issues.
That's not true. You love it.
But I do the same thing he does. If I don't know which punctuation to use, I just use three dots.
The ellipsis.
Doing it for years. Yeah.
Did you know it was called an ellipsis?
No.
This is what Chris Sky said about this mask thing, by the way. Fucking makes me laugh because I'm like, dude, you wear a mask here. What's the problem? This was March 20th, 2020, before mandatory masks were exceptions, and I chose to wear it, Beck. It was an event for my nonprofit back to work at a tattoo shop, illegally defined. Like, none of that fucking makes sense. If you could wear, like, he bought a mask exemption in August, apparently, and his exemption was that he physically couldn't even keep it on because it made him sick. Looks like he can keep it on for a fucking tattoo. I mean, doesn't that look like he can wear one? Looks like he can wear one. Wear one. You dumb fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a piece of work.
I like him.
I love that you're a failed radio host after 20 years. How do you become a failed radio host after a 20-year career, by the way? They all left to jump on you for that and say, oh, looted radio host, 20 years in the business, pretty good run, if you ask me.
Not bad.
Especially nowadays.
Medical exemptions, by the way, because I work in the local library twice a week, right? That's one of my day jobs because I live in the middle of nowhere, and that's a good day job to have in the middle of nowhere, and I really like words. But the people that have medical exemptions, they never say anything. They don't want attention brought to themselves for having a medical exemption. Most of the time, they'll even wear a mask. Most of the time at the library, they'll be like, look, I have a medical exemption, but I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. Can you grab this book for me? And I'll just give you my ID number. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. It's the ones that don't have medical exemptions that cry the most about their medical exemptions.
Yeah,
you know, because you're not. They don't have to tell you, but that doesn't stop me from asking every single time, "What is your medical condition?" Right? Because I always want to know, and they never say anything. Sometimes they might say asthma, or they'll just laugh. One guy said liberty. It was amazing.
By the way, if you guys want this, I can get you a mask exemption card. Our an acquaintance, I wouldn't call him a friend. We refer to him as racist Sean. He makes the cards up in his basement. And he'll laminate them for you too. We've been promoting that on the show all week. So
have you really?
Yeah.
Do you want a medical exemption card?
Yeah. He's also got positive COVID tests for or negative COVID tests so you can fly. If you want that.
Is this the guy that makes the LSD in the bucket?
Yes. Same dude. We also told him to start working on vaccine passports. Get ahead of it, Sean.
What do we make of those? What do we make of the vet? Because that's coming. I was reading a story about it in Verge today, and they're like, G7 countries are all going to have vaccine passports because this is fucked. And you know who's going to be upset? That guy. That guy is going to be upset.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of them. Like, I can't wait for the first time when I'm like, I don't go to Montana's or Kelsey's ever. But I imagine that that's where most of these people will try to get into once we're allowed to start dining indoors again. And for those that aren't vaccinated, I'm going to get a seat by the window at the front. I'm just going to watch these people walk up and go, sorry, we can't let you in.
Go sorry, on your you birthday. You get to wear the hat with the horns.
Not there if you not well, if you don't have a vaccine. What do we make of the vaccine passports? Everybody in? Cool? Like them?
Don't they already give you something? They give you, if you get that, I don't know. I'm asking. Seriously,
I think when we were kids, I don't think we get them anymore.
No, but don't we get, if you get a COVID vaccine now, like tomorrow, you'll get something. We'll get a chance to see it when we do the pod tomorrow. You'll get something that you can laminate. Is that not necessary? Isn't that essentially what
we've always had? Those are like immunization cards. We've always really had, but they've never been mandatory though. Like, I can't speak. I'm not sure if when you go to certain African countries, if they require a malaria vaccine or whatever before you go. I think that's the case for some.
You absolutely have to get the vaccine. Yeah.
But this is the first time. I mean, look, I'm trying to be like reasonable about this. When I first heard about vaccine passports, I was a little
bit. Don't be reasonable.
Like,
just tell because the truth.
Because I was a little bit like, oh, okay. Because look, like we have to start at least coming to grips with the fact that there are certain things that Randy Hillier crowd might be right about. Okay. Just bear with me for a second. No one's 100% wrong about everything. It is for the first time a pretty big challenge to liberty, not the like crazy liberty, but just liberty in general, to have to be banned from certain places because the government hasn't injected you with something. Like even with like the vaccines that we all have, I'm up to date with my vaccines. My kids are up to date with their vaccines. There's no signage anywhere that says you can't come here if you don't have all the vaccines that we already have. So this is a first. I think it's like, I don't know. I think there's many ways to look at it. I haven't looked into it enough. But are they saying that like private companies have the right to ask for it and then refuse if you can't produce it? Or is it just governmental stuff? Like, I don't know enough about it to really judge it yet. I don't
think. It's a great question. From what I read today in Verge, they said the G7 countries, specifically the health boards of each country and the official health outlet of each country, is currently discussing a vaccine passport that would be attached to your passport for travel. That's the first thing. Individual countries, for the purposes of allowing people the freedom to move around and not infect other people, specifically Canada. And I had a conversation with someone in the Liberal government today, this morning, who said it's not just a distinct possibility. It's going to happen. However, you know, the health issues that people deal with, they have to deal with provincially, right? Like, we're provincially regulated when it comes to how you get health. Your health care is a provincial thing. It's not a federal thing. This is what I'm trying to say. So here in Ontario, as much as I think Doug Ford is a fucking fraud and a liar, he's going to do the vaccine passport because it's going to matter to people in business so that they can stay productive, right? Yeah. The biggest problem that we have right now, the biggest problem with these B.1.1.7 variant strains and the P1 strains, the South Africa strain, the biggest issue we have now is all of these mass infections and super spreaders are happening at work. Amazon, Syncrude, Suncor, oil companies, grocery stores, warehouses. That is the problem that we have now because Doug, in his infinite wisdom, has said, let's let my friends keep working and we'll shutter people I don't know with small businesses. That's his whole fucking plan because those are the people that give him money for elections and stuff like that. So
that's why we're here. To be fair, though, I think there's been a template set by just about everyone around the world about what to close down. So I know you can hang that over Doug Ford's hat, but I think they're following what other provinces and other countries are doing. Are they not? I'm not trying to give them an out here. I'm just saying, is that not the case?
No, it's not. It's not. And the reason why I know it isn't is because there are provinces that have had hard lockdowns that aren't struggling like this. You know, the Atlanta.
I also think it's your. Maritime, I think it's your population too, though. I think
it's your population, but it's also the process. What about New Zealand? They're having fucking barbecues and concerts outdoors and indoors now. Australia, same fucking thing. Thailand, same fucking thing. Because they did the hard shit, right? They said, listen, it's not just the lockdown of people I don't know. It's going to be a lockdown of everybody because it matters, right? They
interesting. Took it seriously. You brought up concerts. Live Nation has been, you know, talking about the vaccine passport and that being a prerequisite before you buy tickets for any of their upcoming shows. And that's their ticket back to, you know, putting on shows again.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you can understand. It's also interesting that Dean, you were saying about the South African strain and the UK strain and the Brazilian strain that we can now say the Wuhan virus again. I think that's great. You know, I think that means something to a lot of people. I do. But that's what I mean. Hold on a second. What I'm really trying to say is that isn't it funny that it was okay, then it's not okay, but it's okay to say all these ones. But if you said that one again, it would be racist. This is why people are mad and confused about certain things. They just dismiss all
community. I don't care about any of those people.
It's a double standard. It's a double standard.
Dean, he's not wrong.
No, but I don't care.
It's part of the reason why we're all going crazy. It's part of the reason why
it's a small part, but it's a part. Yeah.
I know, but we're focusing on that. We're not focusing on the real issue. And the real issue is that we don't have fucking vaccines. And we don't have proper lockdown.
The timeline going to be for this passport that you speak of, Dean? Because of the, like, how long is it going to take every Canadian to get vaccinated if they so choose to? That membership or this passport you speak of, that's got to be like a year or so away, right?
No, it's apparently they're within 3 months. In the next 3 months,
they
should
get us vaccinated, Dean.
Yeah, so maybe a year. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is.
It's like buying a condo in Toronto. Grand opening 2021. You get there like 2026.
And you don't move in. Yeah,
I'm just happy that once I get the vaccine, I won't have to charge my phone anymore. You just keep, as long as you get the shot in your ass.
We'll all be fucking experts at MS Paint.
The chip actually. Yeah. Charges your phone for you, right? There's a benefit here.
No.
So it's called Messenger. In your back pocket.
No, it's called Messenger RNA. It doesn't melt your DNA. It doesn't change who you are. It's got Messenger RNA, which goes in and says, hey, COVID, fuck off. And the rest of your cells are like, oh, that's how you tell COVID to fuck off. And then they pass along the message, which is the Messenger RNA. And then it tells your cellular system, your mitochondria, how to fight it, how to fucking figure it out. And then it disappears. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You're not going to get blood clots. You're not going to die. You're not going to get lupus.
You get your
vaccine.
Dick's
not going to fall off.
I'll get my phone charging vaccine. Okay.
You know what? I found out that there's thousands of variants and only a few of them are harmful. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that because I've seen a lot of chatter online about people like, oh, great. How convenient that there's variants. There's never any variants of swine flu. It's like, yes, there is. Dum-dum. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's what those are people like this guy. Dum-dum. those are his group. I do want to end
the
show. I love
the guy that shoots testosterone into his neck three times a day is worried about a fucking vaccine.
And waterlogs his boobs so Lachlan can get excited.
I have some good news. I want to end the show with some good news. This was from Lachlan Cross's Instagram account. We read this to you. It wasn't hard to pick our puppy tonight. We get to bring him home in a month. Still haven't picked his name. That is Lachlan Cross's new family member.
Ladies. Attaboy, Lock.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Handsome looking fella.
Yeah. Hard to believe. A little silver lab.
This is his first pooch.
Wow. This is it's not mine. It's my wife's. And we've never had a dog since we've been together. I had dogs when I was a kid.
How cute is this? Yeah. How incredible is this?
I can't wait to get him home.
What is he? He looks like a silverback gorilla, but a dog.
He's a silver lab.
Wow.
So gorgeous. Yeah, they've got, by the way, you can't really tell. If you look closely, they got bright, bright blue eyes for the first couple of years of their lives as well, where they're puppies. So
Yeah. Are those your hands? Are those your hands
that's
on the back?
That's my hand. Yeah. That's my hand. Yeah.
You could be clearly having very, very soft hands, like hands that have never really done a lot of work. Listen,
I have got whack off hands like nobody's business.
His left hand is super soft. It really is.
Guess who doesn't use Jergens? This guy.
Attaboy, Locke.
Yeah.
Dude, this is incredible. This is incredible. So you went and got a puppy. You didn't adopt because it's fucking impossible to adopt.
Like, well, the adoption process was a little is involved, but you can still adopt a puppy. I don't want to, and I will be honest. I am I feel a little bit guilty about not doing the rescue thing, but my wife, who's brand new to the pet ownership thing on the dog side of things, was concerned about a breed and wanted something that she wanted.
Yeah.
So this was I'm not blaming my wife, but I wanted to make sure she was happy. We sort of focused in on Boston Terriers, and then we had the conversation about the Silver Lab because a friend of ours in Manitoba got one last year, and the pictures on social media, she's just fallen in love with this Silver Lab of my buddy in Manitoba. So we started to look around for both Boston Terriers, which are very difficult to get, and then the Silver Lab puppies. This litter was just in a little suburb of Edmonton, Spruce Grove, not too far away from us. So we zipped over there last night, had a look at the litter, and they had three boys left, and that one went right to my wife, Deborah, and she was like, I want this one. She melted and put the deposit down, and we pick it up in 4 weeks. So
short
that's incredible. Happy life.
Yeah, you know what, man, and I, it's a good time for us. Both my girls they're older now. I got a 23-year-old and a 21-year-old, and I think my wife will love having a, you know, she works from home now, having somebody around, a little buddy, to, you know, to sit at her feet when she's working. Not a bad thing. Good for mental health.
What are you gonna name them?
We've been bouncing around a lot of names, and
what about Dean?
Suggestion. Dean came in. Dean came in.
What about Jamesy? What about Jamesy?
Jimmy came in about 42 times.
I suggested Rexit.
Rexit's good. I hate Rush, so Getty came in about 300 times. I like names like first names that
like,
are older.
Like human first names.
Yeah.
Like Steve.
Yeah. Greg. Steve. Yeah.
My dog's name is Norman.
Norman's awesome. Walter is a good throw. Yeah.
How about I Vern? Think
Vern's awesome.
Yeah.
Alan. I really
what about Wendell?
Alan? Wendell. Alan. 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 Alan.
Wendell.
Wendell's awesome.
I used to have a dog named Wendell.
What about Phil?
Phil's a good name too. All you know
Phil's
what?
A great George. Dog's name. He's like, who's that? Oh, that's Phil.
Phil.
So
Phil just favorite- shit on the floor again. Phil.
My favorite movie of all time is True Romance.
Yes.
And Christian Slater's character in True Romance is Clarence. Mm-hmm. So that was my pick.
That's
was Clarence. But solid. She really wants to go with Kingston. She's a Queens grad.
Weak name.
And our first date was Tragically Hip, who are from Kingston, Ontario. So I think Kingston might be the way we go here. So if we double name our dog, are you allowed to do that? Can I give him two names?
No.
Call him Weep King.
Fuck out
come
of
here, Weep King. Come here.
I also want to finish with this little video today.
I know what's coming.
Oh, boy. What? What do you think's coming?
Oh, go ahead.
What do you think's coming?
What you showed earlier? That you played before we went live?
I don't remember what I...
The rat-a-tat-tat on the...
No.
No? Okay, good.
Good. This is why I don't drink. One of the reasons.
Oh,
I want to play this for you. Family went out for drinks, Easter drinks, and they all had 100 mimosas. Wait for it.
This is me after 4 mimosas.
This is me after 8 mimosas.
This is me after 2 mimosas. This is me after, I think, 6 mimosas. This is me after 7 mimosas.
This is me after 2 flights of mimosa. This is me after all the flights of mimosas. Don't talk, I'm videoing. Oh shit, she's getting on his shoulders.
Matt, just It's okay. It's okay.
Small baby. That is the greatest.
She wow.
They didn't post the actual landing. That sucks. They were looking out for her.
She's down a few teeth. Hey.
A few.
Things that seemed like a great idea at the time.
I'm going to go for a shoulder ride after seven mimosas.
Dougie. Is that what Doug Gilmore had? The two missing teeth?
Don't be awesome. That girl.
All right, boys. That's
awesome.
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. That is Bonzi Live. You can follow him at Bonzi Live on Twitter. And as he continues to make his way across the United States of America, picking up hitchhiker after hitchhiker.
You bet.
Full of body parts, bags full of body
parts. The only prerequisite for the hitchhikers
for is that protection.
They can drive. As long as they can drive the hitchhikers, they'll be fine.
There's lots of room. Have you got weed?
Got weed, we'll travel.
Do you remember Harlan Williams in There's Something About Mary? Remember when Ben Stiller picked him up and he's going to do the 6-minute abs? Heads up for a guy that comes in your car. And don't stop at any rest stops for sex.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anymore. Thanks for that tip.
You're welcome.
No lot lizards for you're into Bonzi. Pegging.
No matter what your answer is, say no.
But follow Bonzi as he makes his way across the United States at Bonzi Live on Twitter. Where else can we get you on YouTube as well?
Pegging his way through North America.
Pegging across the America.
Deep South.
Starting in Winnipeg. With Bonzi on YouTube and then at Bonzi Live, TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Swing by and get me, Bonzi. Swing by and get me.
I would love to, bro.
I'll bring the puppy.
All right.
That is Lachlan Cross, 95.7 Cruise FM at Edmonton. If you're in Edmonton and you'd like some common sense to listen to on your morning radio, that would be 95.7 Cruise FM in the locker room. Thanks, dude. Don't sell yourself out. You're a little aggressive. You're a little aggressive, and you can relax. Right. It's okay. Speaking of aggressive, James, ladies and gentlemen, James DeFiore did a great job today.
Way to go, James.
What did you
We didn't get to talk about James'
therapy session.
Therapy sessions
and why I came up in it.
Going great. It's going really good.
Why did I come up in your therapy? Is there a reason?
Oh, she was just like, you know, what are you doing in your spare time? And I'm like, well, you know, I work for a guy who just doesn't seem to want to give me any promo clips. So she was like, well, maybe you're not doing that good. I'm like, that's what I'm thinking. And you know, and then here we are. It's fine, Dean. It's fine.
Did you really have that conversation with her? Did you say, why don't I have promo clips?
Well, no, I had a conversation about how I lie on air all the time. That was the conversation.
Bullshit.
No, I'm just kidding.
James, how was the bucket acid on the weekend? Did we get into that?
I didn't get any of that. I did regular shrooms 2 nights ago, though, and they were fantastic. Attaboy.
Nice. Good for you.
I met a wonderful fella here yesterday by the name of Pat. He's got great stories, and he had the best, tastiest buds that I have smoked in a long, long time. Better than the gas station weed I picked up. And
dude, I almost lost my life in Texas. Now, by
the way. Texas is a crazy place. I got myself a is that guy Pat? Right there. What a champion. Yeah. That's Pat.
Pat's he doesn't look stoned at all.
No, we weren't. No. We weren't at all in that picture.
No.
Hey, Bonzi, you know what's funny? We have something in common in a way. I just realized when I was 15, I took a bus from Toronto to not Houston, Texas, that little town outside of Houston, Texas, where my buddy lived. And it was the first time I ever heard gunshots in my entire life. It was the first time I'd ever seen somebody get beaten with a stick. You know, there were gunshots every single night while we were there. We were the only two white guys there. And my buddy had moved there because there was
a nurse. I thought this was going to be a pegging story.
No, not though. It's the bus to Texas story, really. But it's a crazy place, man.
Hey, Bonzi. Don't go to Austin. I haven't been able to sit for 12 years.
Hey, you know what's funny? You talk about getting shot at. My manager said yesterday.
The pegs are always bigger in Texas.
He said, you're bound to get shot at because you're in Texas.
Are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas. Sorry, Bonzi, go ahead.
I do have a bulletproof vest with me. I kid you not that I will start wearing when I go to certain places in and around the good old Texas area, if you will.
That's how you know that you went on the wrong vacation when you bring sunscreen, a pepper spray gun, and a bulletproof vest.
I don't use sunscreen, but I do have the pepper spray gun, and I do have the bulletproof vest.
He felt, Locke, he felt the need to tell us, I don't bring sunscreen.
I don't need sunscreen. I am going golfing now, though, so I will. I'm looking forward to that. TPC at the TPC course I was telling you about at Craig's Ranch.
Seriously?
That's awesome. The Byron Nelson is being played there, I believe, next month or in May. Yeah, which is next month.
I love the fact that he fired the only person that can drive the bus, too.
No, he can drive. He's just going to be driving a lot by himself. Yeah.
Just don't have the license for it, which is probably not a big thing to
They're
worry
highly
about.
Overrated, those licenses.
All right. Well, listen, be safe, Bonzi. Bonzi Live at James D. Fiore at Lachlan Cross. This has been the Dean Blundell Show. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate you all being here.
Fun.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks,
we'll thanks for having me, boys.
You're very
thanks.
Welcome.
Guys
very welcome. The fellas, really appreciate everybody showing up today. It's a lot of information in that podcast. A lot. Like this. It's my book. I done look good. Doug knew what was happening here. Still opened up. What a fucking tool. Anyway, be safe. Get vaccinated. Don't listen to people who aren't doctors or lawyers or medical professionals or scientists. Go to the source. Don't talk to anybody else. Don't listen to Chris Skye. Don't listen to some backwoods yokel. Don't get your information from people that go, I Googled it. How did you know that? Google it. It doesn't work. When it comes to your health, you don't Google your fucking health. You get your information from a doctor. Not this guy. Okay? Are we good? Thanks for everybody for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our friends and sponsors as well. Ed at Ed's Fine Imports. Go there right now. Get some Gitch, fellas. He's got some brand new colors that have just come in. He's got red. I think he's got like yellow. A little yellow. I don't know what you do. Yellow Gitch. Maybe like yellow and green. I can't remember. Anyway, but they're incredible. Luxury underwear. He's got black. He's got red. He's got orange. What other ones do I have? I guess it. Because I don't do the fancy colors, right? I got to have black just in case. It's camo, just in case there's an accident. There isn't really. I'm just planning. Anyway, go to Ed's. Use his promo code GITCH3. GITCH in the number 3. Order 3 pairs of his luxurious underwear with the pouch in the front. Super comfortable, breathable, and all that stuff. It's the only underwear I wear. And I'm very specific about just that thing. So you should be too. Edsfineimports.com. Gitch3 is your promo code. Thanks to our friends at Domination as well. DMNTN.com. If you produce content, you want to do it super fast, and you're tired of doing all the editing, let them do it. It's AI. AI. Artificial intelligence. Domination.com. DMNTN.com. My friend Adam put the whole thing together. Dude's an absolute genius, and he helps you when you want to produce this stuff, and you don't have to do anything because it's AI. It's like AI. It's like Hal. Same thing. AI. Domination.com. Blue Microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com. All of 32 of our podcasters use Blue Microphone equipment, including these MoFi headphones. Blue Yeti X microphones, USB, preamp in the middle. You can't mess with this thing. It's super easy. Go to Blue Microphones if you produce content or if you just want to sound a little bit better. At Blue Microphones on Twitter or BlueMic.com, the number one podcast broadcast equipment company in the world. For a reason. Blue Microphones, the official microphone of DeanBlundell.com. And Black Rose Organics. Missed a call from them. Black Rose Organics. Better medicine at a better price. Craft plus cannabis. If you got a medical license, Black Rose Organics. Go there right now. Port your medical license. They strains are incredible. Absolutely incredible. I can't get into it right now. We're going to get into it later in the week. Black Rose Organics, the official cannabis partner of DeanBlundell.com. Have a great day, everybody. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter. And we'll talk to you all soon. Thanks. Bye.